The Holy Gospel for this night is recorded in Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be enrolled, each to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be enrolled with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to be delivered, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And in that region, there were shepherds out in the field keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord appeared to them. And the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, "Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good news of a great joy, which will come to all the people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he's pleased." When the angels went away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." And they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they saw it, they made known the saying which had been told them concerning this child. And all who heard it wondered at what the shepherds told them. But Mary kept all these things, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Come home for Christmas. That's what some of our banners and messages have said here at Lord of Life, complete with a nostalgic red pickup truck that you can get your picture taken in front of tonight, if you like. It's been this vehicle we took from the popular culture around us. You know, they're in every store. They were anyway. They're everywhere, these red pickup trucks, a piece of nostalgia, but with a different twist. To pay attention to what God is leading us into next, driving us to, taking us to next in this life and in this world. So this Advent theme has been like when your family's all getting ready to go somewhere, and you hear these words, "Get in, sit down, hush up," or something not as nice, and "Hold on." Our intent has been to challenge us all to get on board for this adventure, you know, into the unknown future of God's people, but also to connect, you know, with that comfort that we long for this year. In this time of uncertainty all around us, it's good to have some comfort, right? So a little comforting nostalgia here. How many of you know the song, "I'll Be Home for Christmas"? Oh, a lot of you. Okay, good. All right, well, I want you to sing it with me. "I'll be home for Christmas. You can count on me. So please have snow and mistletoe and presents on a tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the love light beams. I'll be home for Christmas if only Dan, they do pretty well without accompaniment, don't you think? Well, that song was first made famous in 1943 by Bing Crosby during the horror and the sorrow and the loneliness of World War II. It was written as if from the hand of a soldier writing home to his family, and it's still one of those most popular Christmas songs because it speaks, I believe, of the deep longing we all have for home, for home. One of my LOL kids, Lord of Life kids, sitting over here, was growing up over the 9 years I've been here at Lord of Life, just completed his military service, and he's home for Christmas. And college students who were in grade school, you guys, when I was first starting here, for heaven's sakes, look around here and I see you guys. It's so good to see you. Sophisticated and grown up and all that. And many grown children and their children who've come home, traveled miles just to be with family for Christmas. The Davies family, who moved to San Diego a couple of years ago, had drove all the way here from San Diego just to be here at Lord of Life because they feel home is here at Lord of Life for them. And if you want to say hi to them, they're peeling potatoes in the kitchen right now for the dinner that you're all welcome to after the service. They're cooking up a storm in there. I'll be home for Christmas. I recall the first year I was away from home at Christmas time, I was on my church internship in Avoca, Iowa. Somebody at the last service actually knew where that was, and I was anticipating spending my first Christmas with the love of my life, my soulmate, my fiance Emily, and her family in Kansas City. And but that Christmas Eve, I came down with this horrible fever, and by Christmas morning, it left me so dizzy, I was preaching Christmas Day, and I had to hang on to the pulpit to stand up. But I still drove to Kansas City, 4 hours to Kansas City. What? And my in-laws, I'm sure, were thinking, what kind of a nut is our daughter marrying, you know? And they still wonder. My mother-in-law still wonders. She's living with us, and she wonders all the time, what on earth? Well, what does it mean to be home? What does it mean for you returning college students? What does it mean for our troops returning home from combat zones around the world? What does it mean for all of us who have traveled far to be home, or who have prepared our homes for their return, or who wish we could be home but can't be there? Certainly, it means all the things we hope for that you heard in that song. You know, familiar sights and smells and sounds and tastes and familiar people with their predictable reactions. Uncle Floyd with his jokes. You know, aunts and uncles playing cards and making noise. Grandma bouncing on the piano bench as she has everybody snake dancing around the house. Old familiar ornaments on the tree, like that one your daughter made for you when she was 3 years old. Anticipation of the kids who wonder if they'll be able to stay awake till Santa Claus comes tonight. But on a deeper level, to long for home means to long to be known for who you are, to be accepted for who you are, year in and year out, whatever course your path takes in life. To be home means this feeling of wholeness, completeness, at-easeness, huh? Security, maybe? My dad is pretty good at that. I still love going up to Eau Claire, Wisconsin, and staying with my dad because he takes such good care of me. He's 91 years old, but he still says, well, what time do you want me to wake you up? And what would you like for breakfast? And do you want to go flying today? Yes, at age 91, he's still flying his airplane safely. You know, it feels so good to be there, home. But as we all know, coming home can also be a mixed bag. Because when we come home, we come to real people with real stuff going on, right? College kids, you've been somewhat independent. You come home irritated because your parents don't treat you like adults, right? And your parents get irritated because they're just trying to accept, they're trying to be protective of you, right? You know, you're still their little kids. And our troops do come home, but many of them with post-traumatic stress reactions, right? Noise and distress of battle in their minds and unable to connect and relate to their loved ones in the way their loved ones had hoped they could. Or you come home and realize there's still unresolved differences between you and your parents, or between you and your kids sometimes, or your siblings. You know, things that haven't been settled and resentments that still push people around. Alcoholism, other diseases. Coloring the family's festivities, huh? A sense that maybe even for you, sometimes these people who are so close to you, they still don't understand who you are, and maybe they never will. In some ways, coming home can at times feel, make you feel further from home than if you were not even there. Still, we long to be home, don't we? We long for those deeper things, to be known and understood and loved for who we are, to feel secure in a place where you can just rest and be, have some fun, forget about the cares of the world out there for a while. And you know, even if your family is good at providing those things, you may still find yourself longing for something more. Like that moment after all the presents are open and everybody goes, well, that's that. And even if you got everything you wanted, you find yourself asking, is that all there is? Joseph and Mary had gone home for Christmas. To Joseph's ancestral home of Bethlehem, and found it anything but home-like and welcoming. We find out that when they get there, nobody will take them in. Even with Mary close to delivering her first baby at the age of 14, the only place they can find to stay is out back in the barn behind the hotel. Not a very welcoming homecoming, huh? Just think of that. What must have that been like? Scared out of their minds as the contractions start. No family to help, nobody to help. Just a stable with a feed box to lay the baby in. Home for Christmas indeed, huh? But this leads to the wonder of Christmas. Jesus is born in the feed box of a barn. God comes to be with us in that way, into the most lonely and homesick places, to make us feel at home in His love. God's love alone can fill that hole inside here, you know? No doubt you've heard this prayer of St. Augustine from the 3rd century. You've made us for yourselves, O God, and our hearts are restless till they find their rest in Thee. So you feeling homesick? Well, nothing can fulfill your deeper needs and your longings in that empty place. Not the best cookies, not the best Tom and Jerry's, and mine are darn good, I'll tell you that. Not even laughter and presents. Not even the perfect candlelight worship service like this here at Lord of Life. Because the home we finally long for isn't going to be found in your families of origin. It's to be found in the heart of God. That's your true home. God comes to be with us on this earth in the midst of the things that aren't always perfect, the things that are messy and unresolved even. Here, right here, John tells us, the Word of God comes to earth to be with us. In the midst of the things that aren't always perfect, yep, makes its home among us. Jesus, coming to be born in that unwelcoming, unhomelike barn, was the beginning of God's action to redeem, restore, and reclaim a homesick world, homesick for Him, and homesick people like us. In his Son, God comes to make his home with us, in us, around us, in the midst of this imperfect life. And if God can humble himself to be born in a barn out back here, then there's nowhere he can't be at home. And what that means is there's no place where we can't be at home, for we live within the heart of God. That's our true home. So really, the good news is you can always be home no matter where you are. God has come to make you at home, and his love for you is born this day in the city of David, a Savior, Christ the Lord. And you know what? Nothing can separate you from God's love ever again from that first Christmas, unless you let it. And we do that, don't we? But regardless of how we hide from it or fight it or lose track of it, it's still for you that Christ was born. For you. And you know what? When we bring that Christ child into our homes and into our families, there's a deeper sense of home than you ever thought possible. That no circumstances can take away. And you know what? That's not the end of the good news either. This fall, we had a number of people who, at Lord of Life here, who died, including Pam Kazakevich, who had terminal cancer. I went to see her in the hospital, and she said, "Well, I'm ready to go home." And I said, "You mean with hospice care at home?" And she looked at me like I was an idiot, and she said, "No, at home with Jesus in heaven." And a couple days later, she went home to Jesus. And one day, every one of us will be fully, eternally at home in God's love, never to be homesick again. Christmas Eve will find us where the lights are green. I'll be home for Christmas, if only in my dreams. Yes, God, your heavenly Father, your eternal Father, just wants you to come home. Tonight, any night, but especially tonight, come on home.